AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Tough kid.
All I gotta say is Portland can't say shit.
It's scintillating! It's sensational! It's Seattle Sounders FC Soccer!
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Sounders Scuttlebutt. I'm Aaron Lingley, here for my, monthly visit to the Scuttlebutt. And I'm joined by Nicholas Biela. Hey, man.
Why, hello. Hey, it's great to have you back on the show. I feel like this month has been a little chaotic, but we're getting closer and closer to non-chaos.
I don't know about that. Life is always chaotic, but that's a good thing. That could be a good thing.
Something. There's always something. It's great to see you. You know, before we get any further, let's hit the ground running, shall we? I would love to crack open a beverage. How about you?
Yes.
All right. Let me start us off.
Boom.
Boom. I kind of fucked that up, didn't I? I don't know. We're going to try that. But I'm cracking open bottle. What are you doing?
I'm going to unzip Margo, my 1.5-year-old's lunchbox, which is also a cooler. It's small enough for a few beers. And then, there we go. I'm having a classic Bud Light. I went economical over the weekend. I had a lot of sports to watch, which meant a lot of beers, and I wanted to pace myself.
I think I'm winning this time around. I'm doing Oktoberfest from Sam Adams, and I think I've got this round.
Yeah, you do. But I won that.
You won the opening. I'll take that.
Perfect.
I'll take the win.
Cheers to you. Cheers to all our listeners.
Cheers to you. So, everyone, Aaron just alluded to it. A lot of sports this last weekend. You had the rain, the Huskies, the Mariners, the Sounders, the Seahawks, all playing, all having a lot going on.
Did anyone lose?
No one lost. The rain tied, but everyone else straight up won.
What a good Seattleite weekend.
It was. I was supposed to go to the rain game on Friday, the Sounders game on Saturday, musical yesterday, pub league yesterday morning, and I also had Roma all
yesterday morning. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Tuesday the 14th, pub league has changed.
I lost track of the days.
Which is funny because you're awake in the days now. Welcome back.
I know. It's crazy. I've actually been getting sleep. I've been well rested. I've been some energy. But even with all that said, it was just a little bit too much this last weekend. Daddy-daughter weekend. Bernie was out of town. So we canceled on the rain. Instead watched 15 innings of the Mariners. What a game.
Dude, yeah, that was insane.
What a game. And then let's be honest here. I thought after that 15-inning game that they were going to have to punt game one in Toronto.
For various reasons, right? Yeah, general fatigue, how they...
Cross-country, the emotional high of making... Like, so many reasons. I would have I probably would have put money on them on Toronto in game one.
Sure. Yeah.
Wow. The Mariners. Let's just start right there. They are up 2-0 in the series, coming back to Seattle. This is the closest they have ever been to the World Series. You do realize that, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, they've never been two games away from the World Series. That is just...
And we're coming home.
I know.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. And I actually, with all the sports this weekend, I don't get a lot of live opportunities to watch something live, right? You know, my rules, Cameron knows my rules. I like to live in a bubble, especially now living down here where, one, I don't have to be around Seattleites to get spoiled, but also it's my only connection, right? Watching live Sounders, watch like my own live version, right? Being able to react like everyone else does when they watch a game live. So I live in my bubble. But on Friday, I was like, hey, babe, the game's at 5. I'm done with work at 5. There's a bar down the road. Can I please just go and you take care of the girls? And she said yes.
So wait. Do you mean to tell me, I'm going to go like full Marty McFly here. Doc, do you mean to tell me that you were at the bar for 15 innings?
I fucking was. And it was glorious. As a father of two in a land with no friends, I sat at the end of a bar with a TV in front of me with the sound on. He put it on for me. And
and
everyone down here is basically a Mariner fan because I talk about it. And we'll get to Sounders, obviously. But this is some of the biggest sports news in Seattle history right now. But the Padres are just dry Mariners. Right? We're just wet Padres up in the Pacific Northwest. We have generational players, Hall of Fame players, no World Series title. Like they don't have a title, but they've been to them.
No. Didn't the Padres win in 85? 84?
Right.
I'm pretty sure they won in 84.
Anyway.
Because I think 85 was the Tigers, 86 was the Mets. I think 84 was the Padres in early Tony Gwynn years.
Mm-hmm. Well, just in our lifetime, right? They just be both franchises.
Well, that was my lifetime, asshole.
Yeah, you're an old man. Marty McFly references.
I mean, you're not wrong.
But they don't want the Dodgers to win, so I'm like, hey, we're looking pretty good. If the Dodgers make it, which the Brewers might make it, that'll be an interesting World Series.
So the Tigers played the Padres in 84, and the Tigers won the series 4-1. So the Tigers. So I had two that I had the right era,
so
but
Padres
it was not the Padres.
They haven't won it though.
Unless they won in 85. No, that was Kansas City. So no, I guess the Padres maybe have never won.
Yeah, they have a couple pennants. Anyway. So yeah, it was glorious sitting in there at the bar and had a beer and a water. Obviously thinking it'd be 9 innings, and then I'm like, I thought I'd be home at 8 o'clock. I got home at 11. And I haven't sat at a bar that long since I was early 20s.
But you know what? That was that whole that's the movie version of that. You know, we all have our own different stories of how that game went, mm-hmm. where we were. Cameron was there at the game.
Yep.
He was sending some great videos. Humpy won his first ever fish race in the 15th inning or the 14th inning.
Historic
good
day.
Times. Historic day.
Yeah, and then
than the gold elevator.
And then the weekend goes through and they just beat the shit out of the Blue Jays, man. I mean, it was like close for 3 innings in both games and then the rest was just in control and just feels the confidence is flying high. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, but it's
no, enjoy. Yeah. Okay, that's what I keep telling you and Cameron. Too often, you're too waiting for the negative. You're too quick, like, oh, I've been burned by Seattle sports. Enjoy the fucking ride. Enjoy it.
Mm.
So, enjoy that. I will not be watching Game 3 because I will be going to see Garbage at the Paramount tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very excited about that. I've never seen Garbage. They're one of the...
Oh, really? That surprises
me.
Yeah.
They're probably in my top 5 bands that I've never seen. I think they're up there. But so very excited about that. And it's going to be probably, I think, their last major U.S. tour. So I think they announced that.
So
I'm excited. Going to go see the Depeche Mode movie on the 28th.
Documentary or biopic?
No, it's like a, I think a live.
Like a concert film?
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't even watched the trailer for it. I've just like bought it. I'm going.
Yeah.
IMAX.
Okay.
Just down the road. And that's on the 28th. It's only on, only out for like a few days in select theaters.
Okay.
So check it out. But it's, they have
very cool
IMAX. I'm guessing it's, you know, concert footage and pieced together from their last tour, which is their first tour since Fletcher died.
Yeah. Very cool.
So that's my music anecdote.
There you go.
Should we get into some soccer? Let's talk some soccer. Oh, and I
and
part of our scuttlebutt, I want to hear about 13 Coins, Copa 90, how that all went, the ultras there. That's
yeah.
Listen to the show. Super, you know, FOMO for, you know, not being there, but you know, plane tickets were a little expensive last minute, so wasn't gonna make it.
Yeah, especially that weekend.
Yeah.
$600.
First and foremost.
Yeah, let's start with this. Let's start with the big news right now, and yeah, I'm putting this in the big news. Maybe even more than recent sporting event that happened about 30 minutes ago. But OG Seattle Reign, Lauren Barnes. Lou Barnes is gonna retire at the end of the season. This was announced yesterday. Lou has been with the club since the very beginning of the Seattle Reign. It was for the longest time her, Fishlock, and Rapinoe. So she is going to retire. She holds the NWSL record for games played, games started, and minutes played. She is the first player in league history to be a part of 100 wins. Former NWSL Defender of the Year, twice named to the Best 11, twice named to the Second Team Best 11. So, just an absolute legend. I just love watching her play. And makes me sad to know that this is the end of the road. So for those of you that are thinking about going to the final Reign game, which is this weekend on Friday, so not even this weekend, but, on Friday will be the home closer, against Utah. That'll be Friday at 7 p.m. It will be Lou Barnes, her retirement, send off, if you will. But yeah, so what a career for her. Hopefully they can end it with an NWSL title.
Well, that would be storybook.
It would. And very deserving. Going into more recent, I alluded to it a second ago. Tonight, the USA played another friendly in their warm-up for the World Cup. Coming off of their 1-1 draw against Ecuador a few days ago, in that Ecuador game, our very own Christian Roldan came on in the 73rd minute. From that point on, nothing much happened. No goals, no assists, no anything. So just kind of mop-up duty, holding it down. Today, he got the start against Australia. And Australia did jump out to an early lead in the 19th minute. But after that, in the 34th, ended in the 52nd, Christian Roldan had not one but two assists to Haji Wright. Both of them, fantastic awareness, really well done. Very excited. Both of those players are definitely on the bubble, and this is only going to improve their stock. Christian Roldan rated as an 8.8. Haji Wright rated as a 9.0. Christian went off in the 76th minute, ended the game with two assists, 90% passing, 47 to 52, two chances created, two shots, 62 touches, four passes into the final third, tackles one, five recoveries, 3 for 3 on ground duels. And only one foul. Just a really great performance from him. What'd you think? What did you see the highlights? Did you get to watch the whole game? What was your thought?
I didn't watch any of it. What are you talking about?
Oh, you didn't get to see any of the highlights? I thought you were going to try and watch some highlights on that.
No, I was rewatching the Sounders highlights before we recorded, just to recap, because I've been so full of sports. I only have time for Seattle sports right now,
especially not international friendlies.
But I am remiss that I didn't get to see Christian Roldan get those stats. So proud of
that's
that boy.
That's what highlights are for. Yeah.
Yeah.
With that in mind, just a good day there for him. Also this week, the under 20 World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
We got in the final eight, we had not one but two Sounders players involved in that. Unfortunately, both of them, or maybe fortunately, depending on how you roll, both of them lost. Mexico lost 2-0 to Argentina. Mexico at the end of that game got two red cards, one in the 90+2 and then one in 90+7. So I don't know if that just got really chippy at the end.
Messy.
I didn't. But Obed came off in the 70th minute when they were down 2-0. So Argentina advances there. Obed started, I think, every game for Mexico. So hopefully just gets a stronger look with the men's senior team.
Yeah.
Then the next day, the U-20 USA team lost 3-1 to Morocco. And in that one, they brought on Reed Baker-Whiting in the 79th minute. At that time when we did, we were down 2-1. So it sounds like they probably brought him on to try and get a little bit of additional offense there. But just wasn't able to get that extra goal. They go down 3-0. So both Reed and Obed will be coming back.
How many minutes did Reed play? Did you say that?
In this game, he played about. He came out in the 79th minute. Overall, that's kind of where he had been for most of it. I think he started one game for USA. But for the most part, yeah, he was. He was coming in off the bench. Against Italy, he came on in the 84th minute. Against South Africa, this was the final group stage game. In that one, he started and went the full 90.
Okay, good.
In the France game, the 3-0 victory against France, he came in off the bench, I believe, in the 84th minute. But in the 84th minute, he came in off the bench and it was 0-0. So three goals were scored in the 6 minutes that he was in. So that doesn't suck. So he was kind of getting some of those late game minutes, but
more
can't complain
for him too. It's just more the experience, right? Just to be a part of such I mean, it's under 20, sure, but the next step is the national, like your senior team.
Yeah.
So
I mean, the thing is, his next step is either trying to find a way to supplant Nuhu or to maybe build into a transfer. It sounds like I think we did sign him or we're trying to sign him into one of those under 21s or under 23 slots. Youth DP slots or youth, whatever the hell the MLS terminology is for it, the under 23 spots. I get really confused sometimes when it's like, oh, under 20 World Cup, youth DP under 23, and then the 24 under 24. Like it's just too many numbers.
It's like pre-K and TK. TK is a thing down here. It's the before pre-K. And then there's kindergarten. Then there's first grade. It's like that.
Yeah.
Gracie's in the under 20s.
I mean,
under sixes.
In other news, yesterday in the AFCON World Cup qualification, Cameroon tied 0-0 against Angola. sorry, AFCON's a tournament, the CAF World Cup qualification. Cameroon tied Angola 0-0. Knew who played the full 90. Was listed as center back in a 4-3-3. I don't know if that's exactly where they had him, but that's, I don't know if the 4-3-3 was the true shape. But Cameroon right now is in a possible qualification for the World Cup. There are four groups in, or how does it line up in AFCON or AFCON in Africa? There are how many letters is I? A, B, C, D,
One.
That's nine. That's nine. So there are nine groups, and the four of the nine best second place teams qualify for the World Cup. Right now, with two games left for Cameroon, they are the third best second place team. Right on their heels, one with the same number of points as them is Nigeria, Niger, and Burkina Faso. Now, right now, Burkina Faso and Niger are out. Cameroon and Nigeria are in. They all have 15 points. So these last two games are going to really matter. And it's going to decide. Gabon is almost certainly going to be in. They're at 19 points. But Congo is at 16. Cameroon, Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Niger at 15. So if Cameroon and Burkina Faso can make it, that could see Nuhu and Georgie in the World Cup next year, because Georgie has been getting playing time with Burkina Faso, similar to Reed Baker-Whiting coming on in that 60 to 70 minute time frame for some added attack. And they drew, they beat Ethiopia and they beat Sierra Leone this tournament, this time around. So it was really good for both of them. For that one, Georgie came on in the 63rd minute, and all three goals for Burkina Faso came after Georgie came on, so that's encouraging. And then the other game with Sierra Leone, Georgie came on in the 81st minute, and Sierra Leone did not score in that time. They already had the 1-0 lead. So a lot to digest, a lot going on, but overall, you know, I felt like a pretty positive international break for Sounders land.
Even back home, right? Were there 11 players out of the lineup with injuries and call-ups?
You want to get into that right now and talk about that? Do you want to take a break?
I think we should take a break, unless we have any other scuttlebutt we want to discuss. But I am itching to talk some Sounders.
Yeah, let's talk about Sounders, and then the second half of the show, let's talk about Sounders. Let's see if there's anything outstanding in the mailbag, and why don't we then talk about Copa 90. Actually, do you want to talk about Copa 90 now and then go to break?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So just for everyone else's, because it's, I don't know if they've had their segment up yet. I haven't even checked their channel on YouTube, but Copa 90 is pretty big name in the soccer community. They did a segment a decade ago, just about Seattle. And they came up to do it again. And it's a bummer we don't have Cameron available today to kind of tell us the genesis of how that all came about. But basically within a week, Cameron is walking around Seattle helping them with footage and content for their segment they want to do on their channel on YouTube. And then they're filming you, Cameron, and the Ultras at 13 Coins post-Timbers match. So, yeah, tell me and us all about that.
So Copa 90, it's kind of like a docu-series for soccer. Usually, it's not so much focusing on the actual game, but what happens outside the game. So their tagline is, the world outside the 90 minutes that makes the 90 minutes matter more. So trying to add that context to why we give a shit about soccer. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, you clearly love soccer, even if not the Sounders. I know I listen in on other teams' podcasts from time to time. They've got some great series. In the past, they did one about Argentina, where they're kind of following the Argentinian World Cup win. They did a series in the past about Derby Days and talking about the world's biggest rivalries. And so talking about, you know, Berlin and Seattle, Portland, and just some of the, you know, some of the classic derbies all around the world. So they have all these different creations. It's my understanding that what they're working on has not been released yet. They're working on a series about the upcoming World Cup where they're trying to go to each of the host cities and kind of highlight what's going on with those cities. So we may end up seeing these produced a little closer to World Cup time. They may get released as a batch around then. I'm not entirely sure of the timeline. But as such, it happened to coincide with the Seattle-Portland trip, the Seattle-Portland Derby, and they came down to Flatstick pregame. Some Timber fans were set up there. They often will use Flatstick as a host for their away group. So a few of us were down as they were kind of winding down, getting ready to go into the stands. We were kind of interacting with them, having a good time, just having good banter. So that was nice. Then they, at that same time, they were working with Cameron while Cameron was kind of getting set up with his stuff, setting up the Gorilla FC banner. During the game, they were filming on the field, doing some stuff there. After the game, they joined us after they did post-game interviews with the teams. They joined us at 13 Coins to film a little bit of our post-game recording, which was great because it was the first time we got all the ultras together in the room with us. The only thing missing was a certain host in San Diego.
It was me. Yeah.
That was very Jim Carrey-esque.
From what movie? Well, clearly you know, yeah. A pockmark eventually. Short, shriveled, and always to the left. Phenomenal movie.
Good times. Yeah, they were great. They were great. And the only person, one of the cameramen was the only person I've met who was actually selected for the Visa first round ticket lottery.
So was that who raised their hand during the show? Yeah. Okay, that's funny. Yeah, it's like anyone? Anyone?
Yeah.
Yay, we got one.
Bueller.
Fry. Yeah. Well, that's awesome.
By the way, spoiler alert, as we go a little ADD, the next round, basically if you get selected by FIFA at this point, you're looking at category one overpriced tickets. So I would be surprised if you bought something, but good luck to you. I still wouldn't mind being chosen just so I can go through the process and know how to navigate their particular site. So in future lotteries, we can kind of do that quickly. But the next lottery should be going into selection mode probably later this month in a week or two. But obviously when we know more, we will post that. Last but not least, speaking of ticket lotteries, for those of you who are Savannah Banana and Banana Ball fans, you have until October 31st to enter a lottery for the next season. They posted the games. Doing a lot of minor league ballparks and major league ballparks. If it's a major league ballpark, it's probably involving the Savannah Bananas. If it's a minor league ballpark like here in Tacoma, it'll involve two of the teams in the league that are not the Bananas, but still playing banana ball in that style. So be on the lookout for that. You can only enter and choose one city when you're entering the lottery. So choose wisely.
What movie?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Love it.
He chose poorly. Junior.
Count to 20.
In Greek. Indiana. Let it go. I can't do the accent. I can't. I don't even know why I try.
Hello, Molly.
You not only got to get the accent, but you also got to get that voice like an octave lower. And the two things, you can do one or the other, but not both. Or neither, depending on your gifts. Okay, so let's go to break. Wait, how'd she know she was a spy? She talks in her sleep.
Yeah, let's go to break, and a friendly reminder to support the show via Patreon.
Please.
And if you do join our supporters section, you won't hear this ad coming up.
Actually, before we do that, spoiler alert, the supporting of the show, I will tell you where your money goes towards. I may have bought some gifts during Fan Appreciation Day to give away for our end of the season prizes.
How do you earn those prizes?
You earn those prizes by entering our prediction challenge.
Which is free and on our Discord.
It is.
So join the Discord.
And we will give away a prize. We'll give a prize to whoever has the most total accumulative points. We also give at least one prize. We're probably going to give a few things away to everyone that has entered. Every time you play the game, you're going to get an entry. And at the end of the season, we'll do a random draw, and we'll start giving shit away until we run out of things to give away.
You know, it'd be fun.
Gotta if find Roma wins.
That would be fun. Find a pocket of airfare where it's reasonable for me to just come up for like 36 hours. I've been trying to find that. It's just not feasible right now to come up. But it rained here in San Diego and people freaked the fuck out. It was a high of like 65 degrees, windy and rainy. And I legitimately, I went outside and I just stood there and I was like, I want crisp, cold, dark. That's what I want. I want to stand on First Avenue and just soak
in
dark
coldness.
Can
I make a counter proposal?
What? You guys want to come down here?
We come down there, but we all just go get a hotel somewhere and just have a little boys' weekend.
Okay. Well, I was suggesting more like for end of your party.
I know.
So if everyone on the Discord wants to come to San Diego, let's go.
I mean, there we go. But with that in mind, let's go to break, shall we?
Join Patreon. You won't hear this ad, and you can just listen to the show on Patreon. Bye.
Hey everybody, this is one of your hosts, Cameron Collins. Now, I know we said this time was time for a break, but really, it's a time for me to talk to you about our corporate overlords. And our corporate overlords are us. That's right, we would love it if you would head on over to patreon.com and look for Sounders Scuttlebutt Podcast. We will put the link here in the show. And subscribe. You can subscribe for as little as $1.74 a month. Now, what will that get you? Well, I'll guarantee you get at least one extra episode per month that'll be a cool interview or something like that that otherwise you would not hear. Now, we might put out promos or other things that include that, but the whole episode intact will only be available for you Patreons, at least initially. Now, there will be other stuff that we put in there, but this is where we're starting at. Why, you ask? Well, we have bills to pay, and we need to make sure that we can keep this show going. You would not believe the going rate for PA announcers. So head on over to Patreon, go to Sounder Scuttlebutt Podcast, and subscribe. You even get a cool little downloadable membership that has our logo on it. That's Sounder Scuttlebutt Podcast over at patreon.com, patreon.com. Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
And we're back. All right. Welcome. It's Sounders time, and I got about a third of my beer left, and then I'll crack a new one open. So about I'm pacing with the show.
It works. So first off, why don't we start with that? Yeah. So Sounders RSL. First off, the game prediction challenge. We have two winners to announce. Two people got the win this week. One was Jesus M 509 exclamation point. So Jesus M 509. Really excited there. The second winner was my Seattle Reign co-season ticket holder, Sounders Dan. That's Daniel Rowe, fellow Alliance Council member. So congratulations, Dan.
Congratulations, both of you, Jesus and Dan.
It is the Dan that is not the bastard, although we did get to sit with Dan the bastard this week. So that was great. And yeah, so congratulations there. So we had a 1-0 victory against RSL. What'd you think going into the game, seeing the lineup? I know we were very short-handed in the center of the park.
What did I say, 11? 11 we're missing?
Oh, geez. Yeah, I don't know if it might have been 11, but basically the only true midfielders that we had were João Paulo, Danny Leyva, and Stu Hawkins were the only true midfielders. Anyone else was, you know, an attacking band of three, yeah. Or had to call up. We had to call up a few people from emergency loan. We had to call up Peter Kingston from Tacoma. We had to call up Antino Lopez. We had to call up Sebastian Gomez. Just to make a game day roster, and we're still two people short.
Too short, yeah.
So I mean, at that point, we probably should have just for the hell of it, should have called up Castro, our goalkeeper, if for no other reason, just give him a in the 18 bonus, if that's a thing.
Yeah.
So we went with João Paulo and Danny Leyva in the middle, which we kind of
and
thought
the lineup
would be
was a 4-3-1.
That's how it was officially
on paper,
listed,
right? Because you had Rothrock as a left back.
Yeah, I mean that's the way they listed it on the, but it was effectively a 3-5 3-5-1, you know, 3-5-1-1, 3-5. Jesus, I don't even know what the hell that would be. That'd be
Jesus M509. What would that be?
I mean, I guess it was a. I don't know if I'd call it a 3-5-2. It was more of a 3-5-1-1, really. You know, it was kind of this weird
amoeba.
Yeah. I mean, it worked really well. I mean, watching Paul Rothrock basically going end line to end line was really interesting. We came out of the gate. By the 10-minute mark, we could have had 4 to 5 goals.
Mm-hmm.
Some might argue we should have had at least 3 goals. That first 25 minutes, I would say, was just very, very insane. Our expected goals in the first half was 1.85, you know, but like a lot of that came from the first few minutes. We just looked coming out of the gate with our hair on fire. It was really entertaining. What were your thoughts watching the game on TV?
Yeah, it was fast-paced. It was exciting. It was, I mean, I wonder if part of it, you know, Real Salt Lake had nothing really to go off of in terms of training. Like, they don't know who was going to be available, where they were going to play. Well, they knew generally who'd be available. But
no tape on
exactly
the formation.
And the pairings, right? Leyva and JP, what?
Well, we had that early in the season when we were trading off Obet, like during Champions League.
Sample size is tiny, right? And that was early in the season, a season ago, right?
But they also didn't have Paul Rothrock as a left back.
World Cup. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't even know what to expect other than just feeling like we need a result here. There was that stagnant period after the League's Cup final. It looks like we're on the got a little bit of a rebound, kind of like pulling our bootstraps up. But with being kind of, for lack of a better word, decimated for availability with players, starting players, I was like, we need a result here at home. Real Salt Lake is not, where are they on the table? They're not.
They were fighting for a playoff position. They're at the bottom of the playoff table. Yeah.
But they're not bottom feeders, so they're gonna have fight in them. So it's just like this.
They're battling for literally nine. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was pleasantly surprised, honestly. And we scored in 4 minutes on a great sequence, right?
Yeah.
Borderline was close to offside. I mean, with VAR didn't come into play, but
I mean, close. Ball don't lie. No. You know, it was really crazy for me where you just mentioned it. Our run of form's been kind of, you used the word horrendous
I did not say that word.
Or not horrendous. What did
stagnant.
You say? You said stagnant. Thank you. Since the League's Cup,
very different.
You're right, and I definitely don't want to put words in your mouth. I do not like using a straw man argument, so my apologies there. But it has been stagnant. But at the same time, we've gotten 2 wins, 2 losses, and 2 draws in the 6 games since. Now, granted, the 2 wins were the last 2 wins. So, you know, before those 2 games, we, you know, going 4 games without a win was not ideal. Not 0-4, just 0-2, you know, 0-2-2. But I get the point. I do get the point. Now, the interesting thing for me and the reason for optimism is, the last 2 wins were definitely the derby against Portland, so it's always going to be a battle. It's always going to feel like a playoff atmosphere. And this game, both of them 1-0 wins. It's not so much the one that I care about. Mm-hmm. It's the nothing that I care about. And I'm very pleased to see the defensive shutout, the working for that. Because they were, you know, they weren't exactly the sexiest of wins. We've had a really great run of offense basically since the Club World Cup. Mm-hmm. So the second half of the season, I thought our offense is maybe the best it's ever looked, and I'm including the Obadus years. Maybe not as dynamic with trick passes and that kind of stuff, but just as far as well-rounded and just scoring a shit ton of goals, it's been a really good year for
them. It looks like Puebla is the last game we didn't score a goal in.
Wow. Yeah, and that was the hard-fought
August 20th.
Yeah, I mean, that was back-to-back games and the Minnesota game before that. Mm-hmm. But really, those 2 games, a couple days apart, it wasn't since PSG, if you want to count PSG, or it's a June. It wasn't since June that, you know, so we've been scoring a lot. And so this game, I think the 1-0 scoreline is very complimentary offensively towards Salt Lake, but I also felt like Salt Lake made me a little more nervous than I would have liked in this game, especially as the game went on.
Especially in like the 89th minute, right?
Yeah. that just kind of, it was interesting because it kind of sucked some of the energy out.
Yeah. Even though it got called and brought back, it was still like,
yeah.
But
that was also around the time when it really started pissing rain. Admittedly, the second half of that game was very tough for me. I suddenly got a migraine, which never happens to me in the game. Like the last,
your body's
five
like
minutes,
too much sleep, dude.
well, like the last 5 minutes, I was kind of was leaned over on the rail, just trying to keep it together. I got home, that light rail ride home was rough. I got home, I threw up.
Oh damn.
Like headache and just I wasn't sick.
I've never had a migraine. That's insane. Never had
it doesn't happen to me often. Like I can't remember the last time, so it was very unusual. Anyways, so what did you think about the game? I mean, Jordan's missed penalty, that was a bit of a bummer.
That was. I don't like Jordan up there anyway.
I like taking penalties.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of finishing confidence in Jordan. He puts himself
from the spot.
Yeah.
Or in general.
In general, I mean, he obviously can get goals. He can obviously score, but I feel like my eye test over his career has been, I've seen a lot of shanks, a lot of should have done better. I don't know.
Well, I think
as athletically, I think that's where he gets the advantage and puts himself in positions on where he does get those goals. But I don't know.
Well, I think in this particular situation, one, he earns the penalty. And so I think he wanted to take it, especially since his last goal was in July against Sporting Kansas City.
It's fair.
So,
but he missed.
And yeah, I know. And that's the bitch of it all, is that he got. Well, no. What I mean by that is, you know, because since July 12th against Sporting Kansas City, when he got that goal mm-hmm. in 45 minutes of play, he came on for 25 minutes, 16 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, 30 minutes in the League's Cup final, or I'm sorry, 30 minutes in the League's Cup loss, or the rematch, the Miami game, 30 minutes, 30 minutes against Austin, 45 against Vancouver, 65 against Portland, and 80 against Salt Lake. So the good news is his minutes are trending up. That's the great news. Mm-hmm. The bad news is he hasn't scored in quite some time. So I think that's why we saw him taking the penalty when normally, I mean, if this was a playoff game, I think with this lineup,
even
with this lineup, it would have been Pedro. It would have been
Alex, even.
Even Alex.
Well, and here's the thing. What were they at? 49 points at that point with a goal. So just looking at the table now, the next game doesn't matter. So this game really didn't matter in the standings. You guys touched on it in the last show.
It would have needed a very – we would have had to have lost both games and the other team would have – it was –
The 3 points wasn't required. Like, we didn't need the 3 points. We don't want to lose a game. You want to have momentum going into the playoffs, but
especially when you're up 1-0, you already have. Yeah.
So with that perspective, I guess in hindsight now, just talking through it, I'm not whatever, and getting him the opportunity to maybe shake that off to go into the playoffs. Yes, I'd like Jordan Morris to feel confident and have some recent goals in his back pocket going into the playoffs, because I still think he's our starter up top.
I like how
he's assimilating, and I do think there's enough talent to get him those goals that he does finish, but I just don't have a lot of confidence, and I never really have with him.
But I will say, I was extremely happy, especially in that first half, seeing how many times the Sounders were just going over the top.
Yes, finally.
It was, and that's what Jordan brings.
Yeah.
You can't do that with Danny. You just can't. And that's why you have Jordan on the field. If you want to see what our offense does differently with Jordan, it unlocks that ability.
Pedro, at least in my opinion.
Oh, 100%, 100%. And I mean, I was looking around for the free Pedro, the free Pedro chance. Mm-hmm. But Alex Diaz was not here to watch this game with us, unfortunately. Yeah, so I thought overall
the better
really
team won.
Happy to see, yeah, and the stats show that. I mean, I was really happy to see Joao Paulo get more game time.
60 solid minutes.
Exciting for Stu Hawkins to get 30 minutes. Exciting to see Peter Kingston get his first time as a Sounder. Antino Lopez get his first time as a Sounder. Antino is 23 years old for Tacoma. Peter Kingston, 24 years old, but he's played previously with Ballard FC, won a national championship with them. What a fucking goal he had in that game. So it's just really exciting to see them get rewarded with some time. it didn't cost us, although not without some scary moments there. Mm-hmm. That goal that was offside. But yeah, so I thought overall, it was also really nice, if I'm being completely honest, it was really nice to see DeAndre Yedlin again.
Yes. I'm
so sorry he's stuck there, but very great to see him.
Do you think he finds himself back in Seattle in some way, shape, or form?
It would have to be in a Freddie Montero, Kellen Rowe, like you're just getting these backup minutes kind of thing. I just don't see it, because right now Kalani and Alex have that right back side locked down.
What about in an Andy Rose type situation?
Like as a coach?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's a coach type guy.
I don't know. But I love Yedlin. He's a great one. I love him.
The Rufio hair and that goal.
Can I tell you my favorite part about that game?
The Mariners celebration they did after the goal?
That was really awesome, actually. This was slightly sarcastic. Oh. My favorite part of this game is that there was a player that came on for Salt Lake. I did not even know, not only one, that he was on Salt Lake,
Johnny
but
Russell.
Two, I did not even know he came onto the field. When he came out of the field, did not know. I didn't know until well after the game that he was there. And Johnny Russell, someone who's been such a thorn in our side all career long in MLS. Really glad that I didn't even know during the game, because that would have made the migraine even worse.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice the Mariners celebration until I was watching the highlights before we were recording. Oh. And I was just like, wait, what was that little circle thing they just did? And then,
it's called a circle jerk.
I knew
what happened.
You were going to do that. As soon as it was coming out of my mouth, I knew you were...
That's not a circle jerk. That's something different. That's
I've
a glory
been doing
hole.
It all wrong.
When it's coming out of your mouth, that's a glory hole.
I should always just text you before I get started on any of those activities to find out if I'm doing it right. Anyway,
I was about to say what a dick, but then I just made that even worse.
Don't be an asshole.
I'm trying not to, but I am going to show you this.
A photo of you clothed next to Yedlin half naked.
Yeah.
And other people.
On the field. Yeah, but
that's awesome.
That's good stuff. That's 2014.
I wish I had
2014.
Abs.
You could.
No, they're there.
No, they're not. They're not. I'm sorry, but that's okay. Still beautiful. Still a beautiful man.
No matter what they say.
So we get away 1-0 on a short bench. I thought we navigated that really well.
Mm-hmm.
And
now we find
and
ourselves.
And now we have, for the first time
in points purgatory,
maybe
entering
ever?
The playoffs.
That might be the first time ever.
No, this game doesn't
that
matter.
Might be the That literally going into decision day, that we can't move up or down. Now, what will matter is who we potentially play, and let's talk about that, shall we?
In the playoffs?
The playoffs ended, or if the playoffs started today, we would currently play Minnesota. How would you feel about that matchup?
Honestly, not too confident. Well, it depends
know.
On our lineup.
We lost twice, 1-0, but we lost twice by one goal. They are good, but they're beatable. And I just, I think the way they play with that giving possession up, if we've got our best, I'm going to take our best with our possession against their non-possession. I'm going to take that.
If we played them between LA Galaxy, we beat them 4-0. This is in the middle of the League's Cup. And then the next game after we lost to them 1-0 was Puebla 0-0. Then Kansas City, we beat them 5-2. So we played them in the heart of our rise of the season. Yeah. That tells me that we were on, you know, some of our best production of the whole season, and they still beat us.
I'm going to stop you right there.
We were away, which we would be. Wait, what's the format?
Home well, away yeah, or just that, one? No, the first round.
Yeah, first round is just there.
Is a best of three.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah. So no. The wild card, that's the 8 versus 9 is the one game. It's a one game.
Okay.
But the first round would be if the 4 versus 5 would be a three best of three series like Houston last year.
I think it would be two really good teams and a really good match.
Just keep this in mind. When we played Minnesota last, we had Osaze De Rosario starting up top. We did not have Albert Rusnak. We did not have Danny Musovski. We did not have Jordan Morris. We did not have Pedro de la Vega. We did not have we did a 3-4-3 with Reed Baker, Whiting, Christian, Obed, and Alex in the middle, with Jesus, Osaze, and Paul Rothrock. That's
not ideal.
Yeah.
So okay. Fine.
So
fine.
So there's that. Now, conversely, that other game right before the Club World Cup was just a strange game. That was the shirt game. That was the infamous pay the players protest game. Now, taking away maybe the distraction of the pregame, you know, Monopoly Man FIFA thing. Funny side story about that. Got to spend about 2 hours, about an hour and a half with Paul Rothrock last week in the Alliance Council meeting. And he was just sitting literally next to me around the table and just telling stories. And we're just having a cool chat about soccer, good times. And I brought up the idea because the subject of the Club World Cup pay us came up. I brought up the idea, you know, we should take one of those shirts, get it signed by the entire team, and auction it for Rave Foundation, which certainly got a big laugh, and that's a great idea from Paul Rothrock. So let's make it happen.
You didn't talk about circle jerks, though, did you?
No, we talked about Bad Brains and Black Flag, not the circle jerks. See what I did there?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Nice. But the second time, that Minnesota game, the first game we played them this year,
germs?
We lost 3-2 at home.
Oh, you
which is one of our only home
that.
Losses.
You didn't
I did.
Germs?
You're looking creepy. Oh, I missed the germs.
Reference? Or was my take just garbage?
No. It was quite the smear attempt on me.
I'll give you a pat on the back on that one. Pat.
Oh, yes. The 1-2 punch. Well done. So yeah, that 3-2 game at home, that was I think our first home loss of the year. That game was a little different. We in that game we didn't have Jordan.
Yeah.
We didn't have
honestly, we don't even have to look back that far, right?
Yeah.
Not to shut you up.
But that was also the weird
that was the weird
game where there were 4 goals in 10 minutes in that 50th, you know, the 51st, 54th, 55th and 58th. It was just a weird game.
Yeah. So, you know, Minnesota,
I like our chances. That's the short answer.
Okay. Yeah, I do like our chances, and we can get deeper into the playoff talk, especially after this next weekend. But
yeah, once we find out who we play.
Yeah, but it looks like it likely probably would be Minnesota.
Who would be
the other option?
It could be LAFC.
Oh yeah.
Depending on how those games go, it could theoretically be San Diego if Minnesota and LA win and San Diego lose. It would be San Diego. So it's going to be San Diego, LAFC, or Minnesota.
Because then would you make the trip?
I would look.
You wouldn't eliminate it as a possibility?
I would look. The X factor is, This would be right around the time the next round of World Cup tickets go on sale, and I might need all the credit card money for that.
Got it. You know, credit's not real money, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I basically, up until I got this job, I was pretty much at the max of all my...
Just don't pay it. Just don't pay it. It's fine. No, I mean, I'm hoping for a matchup against San Diego for obvious reasons. Yeah. One, I get another match to go to. Where I got to go to the one which was not enjoyable from, you know,
you want to
the
do
game
over.
Standpoint, but it was
you want a mulligan.
Yeah, it was great to take Gracie, great to be with ECS and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. it would be awesome. But yeah, if it ended today, we're playing Minnesota. There's a potential for LAFC, San Diego, obviously.
And for context, this week, so it will be a little bit of a crazy week. LAFC does play Colorado, so not looking great for that. San Diego plays Portland, but the thing is, Colorado and Portland are both playing for seeding, so they got shit to do.
And New York, by the way, just looking at the game this weekend, we're gonna put in some of our youth, knowing Schmetzer, you're probably gonna see Hawkins, but.
I don't know how we're going to approach that, because there's the other side that makes you wonder, like, you want to get a good run in. It might be.
I think it'll be a good mix. We're going to use all our subs, opportunities. You'll see some subs.
I think that is probably accurate. I think you're going to see all of your normal starters play, but I don't think you're going to see all of your starters go the full 90. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the exception of anyone who might be carrying any kind of a muscle injury, he's not going to make them fly cross country. That would be my guess, because the first game of the best of three would be the following Friday. So that following weekend. So we would have a week off. So maybe. I just don't know if he wants to give people 2 weeks off. That might be the opposite of helpful. I fucking hate. I'm happy that New York City finally has a stadium plan in action, because it's embarrassing that they're playing at Yankee Stadium.
I haven't even thought about that. That is gross.
It's and we've always had really shitty games there.
Yeah,
and not just from the result, but like the puddle game. It's just embarrassments. Just fucking embarrassment to the league.
It's been like a decade. One of the biggest cities in the world. You can't figure it out. Unreal.
But I mean, they're working on it. They've got the plan. So good on them. Good on them. So we're gonna have a playoff. We're gonna have to have a playoff preview and kind of maybe an end of a season check in next week for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting season. You know, San Jose, Colorado, Salt Lake, and Dallas are fighting for those final two spots. So we'll see what happens there. And that's in the West. In the East, all the playoff spots have been clinched.
Locked in. It's just seeding.
And you know
what?
Can I be honest? You know what I'm really excited about?
Mm.
New York Red Bulls have been eliminated, because I was sick of that stupid. I'm bitter that the 1 year we didn't make the playoffs, they did. So they kind of took the most consecutive years thing. But at least that's over for them, too. Right. So fuck them. I'm bitter. And you're frozen. That's not good. Oh, and now it's the solo show. Now that he's gone, let me tell you what's really going to happen. Oh, shit, he's back.
That wasn't me. You froze. Well, I guess we both froze from our own perspective.
We'll check the audio. We'll see. I was talking. You were talking. We'll see. We'll see who stopped.
I actually wasn't talking. So this might actually just sound weird, because you kept talking. Either way, New York, they took our playoff spot, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
You were bitching about that, right?
Yeah, yeah, bitching about. Yeah, oh, but New York Red Bulls makes me, I was saying it makes me happy that they have been eliminated because I'm still bitter.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
At least they have a stadium. Yeah, stadium. Okay. I thought you were still talking about the Yankee Stadium. Like, how long were you frozen? Okay.
Evacuation, okay. Come. Evacuation, come. Come. What movie?
Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come.
What movie?
Was that Galaxy Quest?
No. Austin Powers. You said, how long were you frozen? When he gets unfrozen and he goes pee.
Oh, that.
It's like a 3-minute pee.
That's right. That's right.
Although, shout out to Galaxy Quest. That sounded stupid.
That's
but
such one, a great movie. Said,
is there air? You don't know. Like you're going to hold your breath when a spaceship's doors open on it. That'll save you.
That.
Crewman number so six.
I need to rewatch that. Yeah. You know what I just rewatched yesterday for the first time in a long time because I'm sick of hating the guy and I'm like, I want to enjoy a movie that I did like for a long time.
Usual Suspects, Kevin Spacey.
Right idea, wrong asshole.
That's what she said. Sorry.
So no, not Kevin Spacey, but no, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, Usual Suspects. I love those movies. I haven't watched. I'm not ready to like Kevin Spacey movies again. I'm not ready for him yet. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the original film. Joss Whedon's a complete piece of shit. But he wrote. Oh, Christy Swanson, Donald Sutherland, Paul Rubens, Luke Perry, R.I.P.
Paul Rubens is dead.
Actually, so's Donald Sutherland. So's well, there's a lot of
only one of them gets to rest in peace, though, I guess.
Okay, the other guys, fuck those other guys. Maybe not. Okay. But then the series, I really like the series. But yeah, and maybe now that they're revamping it without Joss Whedon, maybe I can kind of like it again.
I don't even know who that is.
He was a script writer that wrote Toy Story, wrote Serenity, Firefox, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, yeah. The Avengers first movie. An amazing screenwriter, was always a champion of writing strong female characters, so people loved him for that and for good reason.
And then what happened?
But it turns out he was a misogynistic piece of shit.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so part of that Me Too movement of assholes being assholes, just great.
Interesting.
Just what I needed to know. Okay, so do you have any predictions for this game against New York City FC?
I wouldn't even know where to begin. They kind of have something to play for seeding. We don't.
Yeah, because the entire East. Yeah, it's just all about seeding at this point.
Yeah, and we don't have anything. I don't think that really changes how we will come out and play. But I think how the game might unfold will affect, you know what I mean, decisions. It's just hard to predict. I do want points going into. I want momentum. I don't want getting a 3-0 loss would just be yuck. Into playoffs,
even
right?
On the road,
especially if they do what you're saying and we start with starters, right? Let's go into halftime 1-0 and then be happy with that. If we even lose 2-1 because we put in a bunch of
subs, strong first half,
exactly. And
I get that.
And we maybe it's a PK that gives up the goal, something like that. So I'm gonna go 1-1 draw. I want it to be the starters won and maybe a trash goal happens because they're gonna be trying. Right.
I mean, yeah, because they can finish anywhere from 7th to 4th.
Yeah, that's huge.
So
4th is huge.
Yeah, I mean that's hosting two games to
chase
playing
in the playoffs.
Philadelphia or playing Cincinnati. You know, I mean, or playing Miami, depending on what happens there. They really do not want to lose this game, and because of that, I am gonna predict a rare Sounders loss. I just think they have so much to play for. They're at home. We don't know how. I feel like even if we're trying to play our starters. There's going to be the back of the mind thing with our injuries this season where people are going to kind of be like, I don't really need to go into that challenge. I just don't think we're going to match their intensity. And I think it's going to show up on the field. And I'm thinking it might be a 2-1 loss, maybe even a 3-1 loss.
Yeah, well, as long as it doesn't look terrible.
As long as we don't look like lethargic.
Yeah.
Like, show us. Yeah, and I don't think we're going to look listless. But I also don't think we're going to look as dynamic as we have.
I don't think this is this is not going to be indicative of what we have been seeing and what we should expect to see. I don't want it to just affect our psychology.
But this could also be one of those games where we just, Steph, this could be the game similar to what Salt Lake almost pulled off this week, where they were not the better team and they almost came away with a point.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wouldn't put the odds on it. Yeah. That's just my thought. I am going to pick a rare prediction of a loss.
And the World Series starts middle of next week, I think. So hopefully the Mariners are all wrapped up and we can just focus on this game. And
I have kind of looked into that a little bit. So the World Series will start on Friday, October 24th. So the 24th and 25th, Friday, Saturday. So chances are very good that we would play at the same time as the Sounders. Actually, you know what? Oh, I haven't even. Now you also have to cross reference the Seahawks. Jesus Christ. They do not. Is that their bye week? Oh, that's their bye week because they play Monday the 20th.
Yeah.
So that is their bye week. So that's. So that's good. So then I would almost suspect. Oh, no, because we're locked into the away match. So that first game would be on the road anyways. Mm-hmm. So it could be any of those 3 days. It could be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The second game would be that midweek, that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. The third game would be that Saturday, Sunday of the 8th and 9th. As far as that goes, the 9th is at Lumen, so we could not be that Sunday, November 9th. We would have to play on the 8th or the 7th.
What's significant about November 9th?
Awesome people were born on that day.
That was baby.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to watch football all day.
You got to love Chris Jericho, Lou Ferrigno.
Are you looking it up right now?
I am. Carl Sagan.
I think.
Nick Lachey, 98 degrees. I mean, come on.
I think the fall of the Berlin Wall in 91 was on November 9th.
Don't forget the wonderful Benjamin Banneker.
I think the guy that... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
I think the guy that possessed Chucky died on November 9th. That's what the tombstone said in Child's Play. I remember seeing that when I was 7, because I watched Child's Play when I was 7. I could be wrong about that, but I remember seeing that's November. That's my birthday.
You know, though, I do have to tell you I'm disappointed in you that you're not willing to come up to visit on that weekend of the 6th when your mom's in town.
My mom's birthday is November 6th.
December 6th.
Oh.
That weekend that you're not willing. We looked at the flights. The flights are
reasonable. I'm driving a golf cart down Girard Avenue in La Jolla for my hotel. So Charles de Gaulle died on November 9th.
Well, we're just going to be going to MLS Cup at home in Seattle on that day. So, we'll fuck you in your parade.
Oh, Andy White, British drummer who played on the Beatles' first single, Love Me Do. He died on November 9th. I don't know why they're giving me deaths on November 9th. Oh, famous deaths on November 9th. Byzantine Emperor Constantine VII. I bet you don't have that. Hedy Lamarr.
No,
hello.
But you know, okay. you know who I share a birthday with?
Who?
Leo DiCaprio.
Oh.
Yeah. So there we go.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not. Thing yeah, or I don't know. Thing. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Depends on if you're over the age of 25 or not.
I wasn't gonna go there.
And female. Okay. So with that in mind,
Peppa,
we got our predictions.
Peppa was born on my birthday. Did you say that?
I did not say
Holy
Peppa.
Holy shit. Hedy Lamarr was born and died on her birthday? That's kind of cool.
Anytime I hear Hedy Lamarr, all I can think about is Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, no, that's going to be a you reference. All right. We're getting deep into
I think
absolutely
so.
Nothing.
I think so. Anything you wanna shout out to the world right now? Anything you wanna say?
Miss all my Seattleites. I miss home, really do. It's beautiful down here. I love the adventure my family and I decided to take. But all the Seattle sports. The rain today really got me. It's funny. It's you grow up in Seattle and you're just accustomed to it. It's not anything weird or whatever. Like, yeah, it'd be nice to have sun. Yeah. The middle. I wish Gracie was at that same Sounder game. You showed me a picture of the middle finger, you and your daughter. I wish Gracie and I could have been in there throwing our middle fingers out there. But it is weird though. Like it was very, not subliminal, subconscious. As soon as rain, because it hasn't rained here.
Yeah.
It was like 2 months ago. It rained a little bit, but for whatever reason, it didn't connect. Today was cold and windy. Like 62 is cold here.
Yeah.
Someone I work with was her lip was turning blue, and I'm like, "What's going on? Whoa. Are you okay?" She's like, "I'm sorry. This happens when I'm cold." I'm like, "It is 62 degrees." I'm like, we wear shorts in Seattle at 62 degrees. Like,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah, but
get it together.
The rain on my face today and the breeze and like actually feeling a chill was like that sent something down my spine.
Are you telling me you feel the rain on your face? No.
Ah, yeah, the hills.
They have eyes, I hear.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap this show. They can find you where?
They can find me on Instagram at Cascades2C. Cascades, the word T-O and C-S-E-A. Cascades2C. What about you, Aaron?
In San Diego, rarely on the Discord, and once a month on here.
That's right. Yeah. And then our absent responsible teacher is found at Legal Punk.
Legal-minded
punk. Not on Twitter. I think he's still banned.
Is he really?
You know what? I'm not entirely sure on that one.
Well, so, that's what he is there. Also yeah, on
But
Instagram.
That's where he is everywhere.
And yeah.
Yeah. But I think he is I think he is banned still.
Awesome. He should be.
I mean, I think it's probably right. Yeah, his account is suspended.
Hilarious. Well, but again, reminder, want to support the show. Don't want to listen to the ad that you're going to hear at the end of this, which you'll probably just skip anyway, but it does.
But if you don't, it helps us. It benefits
us. It really
does. So just put it on mute, you know, just kind of keep it on and just use that as your, you know, blow your nose time. And
actually, you know. Yeah, the listens during the ads do help the show. If you don't want to pay us, just leave the phone running for a second. That would be nice because this does – we put it towards the hosting of the show. Like Nick was saying, we want to give you guys some prizes and shit like that. So,
and I got some fun ones. Like I said, just one more time, I've got a team signed Bruce Lee kit for someone that's going to give away. I got another jersey to give away.
That's a legit.
Thank you.
The team signed Bruce Lee kit, one of the fan favorite kits of all time.
You know, I mean, you know,
which
what
team
am I
is
do
it? Me,
that?
You, and Cameron's that signed it? Or is it the Sounders?
Oh, yeah, we should be very clear. It's
Pub
it's
League 2017.
Yeah, exactly. It's Pub League. No, it is the Seattle freaking Sounders, including. I believe I'll have to double check. I believe it is the 2024? I think it's a 2023 team. So Nico and Raul, I believe. I'll double check on that.
Value increases.
I know. Well, depending. No Pedro, you know, so it's kind of trade-offs. But Nico and Raul, you
Nico
know.
Nico and Raul have an MLS Cup.
Yeah, I mean, hey. But, yeah, so we have that. We have bought a jersey to give away this weekend. I bought one to give away as part of this. I wanted to add some more. And I'm sure, like I said, we'll come up with some other stuff. I will probably, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out once we all get that together at the end of the season and draw some names.
And if it isn't, if I can't come down until closer to the end of the actual year, then I still think we should just chat on Discord or whatever episode we do, because I would like to see some faces. Not just you two, but that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I'd love to do that. It is so wonderful. So wonderful. We're 2 weeks in now with Flatstick Pub being open to all ages. Getting to take Roma to Flatstick Pub before every game. I've run into Dan the Bastard, run into some other listeners, ran into our very own James Woolard there. Speaking of James Woolard, I think it's about time to take it away. But yeah, so Flatstick will be my once again permanent home, whether I have Roma or not now. So that's great.
Actually, last thing I'll say, it's been a year since we've had an Apple Podcast rating. Or not a rating, but a review.
A review.
We're at a 4.2. Ish Kish Bagish. This is a subsidiary of Oshkosh Bagosh.
Ah.
Help us out. Get on there. Go do it.
And I think you can review as well
I don't even know what the other ones are anymore. Spotify, I know, is there.
Spotify. The word I was looking for, Spotify. Anymore.
Or at least Google Podcasts.
But please do rate and review us, because when you do rate, what ends up happening is when people are looking for Sounders content, when people are looking for that, we will go up there. We do this as a labor of love. We do this just, you know, we want you joining us for a beer before a game. Come join us. Come join us in the stands. This is all, you know, it's all a community. You're part of that community. We appreciate having you all listen with us. I figure this is the time to have those thanks, because it is Canadian Thanksgiving yesterday, so we might as well have the proper, you know, non-genocidal thanks. And Canada, thanks for the 2-0 lead.
Thanksgiving is on Indigenous Peoples Day. We're genocided and murdered by Columbus.
Genocidal fucktard day. Yeah.
That's our view.
trying to turn back in.
We're coming into port. Please take us away.
You can follow the Sounders Scuttlebutt podcast on Twitter at @SSFCScuttlebutt. And for all inquiries, including questions for the gents or sponsorship opportunities, please email contact@scuttlebuttproductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show for new episodes following every Sounders FC match. And don't forget to share your feedback by rating and reviewing. And you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BritVoxus. That's BritVoxUS. We'll see you at Lumen, and go Sounders.
Alexa, who's the best MLS team of all time?
The Seattle Sounders are both unequivocally the best MLS team of all time.